how many in this room ever wanted, when you were a kid, to find a secret passageway? You know, I lived in 28 places before I was 18. And every place we lived, I was looking for the secret passageway. You know, there's got to be some hallway behind the stairs, something. Did you ever find one? Anybody ever find one? Okay, how many ever went seeking for treasure in your buried maps? You know, as a kid, did you ever find anything? Okay, looking for the metal on the beach and coins and things like that. You ever find anything? Okay. All right. He's not going to talk about it, but he found something. Okay. Found a buried car, you know. Who else? Yes.
We used to find artifacts in our garden.
Okay. Artifacts.
On the farm.
Okay. All right. What kind of artifacts?
Indian.
Native American. Fantastic. Fantastic. What's that?
Okay.
Different topic, but thank you. Jerry, what did you find?
Well, I had a whole treasure chest of treasures. I found some little, I like Ike buttons, little cars, and I found a diamond ring and a lot of coins.
Fantastic. So Jerry's got a whole treasure chest. I love it. Very good. Yes. Agates, okay. All right. Anything else? Anybody else find anything else? All right. Let's... Found spouses, went searching and found a spouse. Very good. Very good. Well, that's right. Turn to each other now and say, "You're my treasure." At least when you come to church, you get to go home having made some positive points, right? Turn to one another and say, "You're my treasure in the Lord." Well, when I was a kid, I had this wide-eyed kid wonder because I was always looking for the treasure maps. It was the search and it was the payoff to the search. There was the fun and there was the reward of it all. And when I was in eighth grade, I told you the story a little bit. When I was in eighth grade, we live in Pocatello, Idaho, one of the many places. You know, I've said it before. Some of you have these 40th reunions, 60th reunions of your first grade class. I don't remember a single person from first. I don't even remember where I went to first grade. So I don't have those kind of reunions, but I do remember incidences. So we were in eighth grade in Pocatello, Idaho, and Pocatello was a mining town. And so my friend and I, we'd put on a backpack, and each of us, and we'd grab lunch, and we would go hiking back up into the hills of Pocatello. It wasn't as developed as it is now. This is back in the old covered wagon days. Anyway, so we would find these caves, these abandoned mines. Anybody ever been to Pocatello? Okay, you have been to Pocatello, but you know what I'm talking about. Anybody know the kind of mines I'm talking about? Sure. And we would literally find these great big abandoned mines, railroad tracks, and the old big bins that they would put the ore in. And we were so smart in our youth that we would go, and you could see where it had caved in. And so we'd just simply move a couple of rocks and crawl up over and down the other side, and we'd keep going. And then there was, you know, lots of water on the tracks. Can you imagine? I wouldn't do that today. What dorky kid, you know, snakes and spiders. And, oh, my. Snakes. I hate snakes. Anyway, so, but can you imagine if it had collapsed again? Nobody would have ever heard from me again. Anyway, I would not do it today. But, man, we were on the hunt. We had a great time. And again, if don't ever do this at home, okay? But this was just discovered within the last 2 years off the coast of Florida. Each coin worth $300,000.
Wow.
Each coin. And they found these in 4 to 6 feet of water, about 15 feet from shore.
Wow.
The next summer... In fact, just recently, they found $4.5 million of gold from this sunken ship treasure about the same location offshore. Now, the issue is this. Every one of us has something in our life that is our passion and in our priority. These people who are treasure seekers, you know, I think the state of Florida gets 20% and the rest is split between the treasure seekers. So they get the opportunity to keep the gold. And there's something that drives them. Do you know how much investment they have into their equipment, their time, their energy? How about how many have ever attended a class, photography class? Photography, okay. How about what other kind of classes? Real estate class. Yes, I've taken many of those. Licensure classes. Any other kind of classes? Painting class, okay. Painting class. Art. Writing classes. We got lots of classes around here. And people pursue the things that they are passionate about. And you need to be able, along with me, to admit, we've got some things we're really passionate about. And we like to do. Anybody in this room like to knit? Okay. Guys, where are those hands? No, I'm sorry. All right. So we like to make an effort. And the issue is the payoff worth the effort? The machine where you go and to the beaches and you look for the metal. People invest in the machinery to do that and they find some treasures. But what's yours? Let's go to the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians, if you would, with me, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'm going to first read just a couple of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 6 and 7 is where I'm going to start here this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Y'all there? I'm going to read first from the New American Standard Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. For God who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the, what? Face of who? In the face of Christ. But we have, say it with me please, this treasure. Say it with me, boom it out. We have this treasure. One more time. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. I want you to turn to each other and say, I see the treasure of Jesus shining through you. When you reach out and help somebody and you pray for somebody and the Lord touches and heals and brings life and brings encouragement, you need to understand along with me that this treasure is not of myself. It's Jesus who's pouring through and He is our treasure. He's alive and He's shining and He's bright and He's glorious. And we need to let Him out. Amen. Now turn to each other and say, let Him out. Let Him out. The message this morning is called Treasure Seekers. Treasure Seekers. In the Greek, the word treasure here means literally the deposit or the wealth that has been put inside of you. It's Jesus. It's God. It's not ourselves. So treasures untold are in the face of Jesus Christ. Church, gold is going to fade. We've just come back from a wonderful cruise. That cruise ship is going to rust. Someday it's going to be a rust bucket. Hate to admit that, but it is someday. And things wear out. And clothing, it gets holes in it. And car tires need to be replaced. Things wear out. But God doesn't fade away. God gets greater and bolder and more glorious all the time. And so what do? We want to make sure that we uncover the layers of our lives that keeps His treasure hidden so we can see Him better and shine Him better. Anybody want to see Jesus is better? Yes. Anybody want to shine Him better? Yes. So have you searched for Him as for hidden treasure? Have you searched for Jesus like He is everything there is? He is everything, isn't it? He's got a rich destiny, a plan, and a purpose. And that purpose is to make us like Him, to fashion us like Himself, to make us in His image. But we've got to see Him. We've got to study Him. We've got to look at Him. We've got to see what His Word says in order to have our life transformed to shine like Him who is our treasure. Who is the treasure? What's His name?
Jesus.
Find Him. All right. Who is our treasure? Jesus. What is our treasure? I want to talk simple stuff here this morning, but something to hang your head on when you go home this morning, that you hold on to a couple of simple points. Number one, He's our treasure. Number two, what is His treasure? Jesus and His kingdom. Jesus and His kingdom. All right, I might have misnamed the numbers, but what is His treasure? Jesus and His kingdom. Matthew 16, 19 through 24. I'm going to read it out of the New King James. I primarily use the New King James, but I also use other translations to give us a better flavor of understanding what the word means there. Jesus and His kingdom. Matthew 6, 19 through 24. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, but where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Say it with me. Treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, you can finish it with me, can't you? There your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Verse 23. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Many times mammon refers to money or the world, or frankly, it was an idolatrous statement of another god. Whatever captures your heart and life and shines as the brightest treasure for you is your God.
Yes.
Can someone say amen?
Amen?
Lord, let it be Jesus.
Amen.
Now, listen to that out of the Message version. I think I have it up there. Yes, out of the Message, verses 44 through 46. God's kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field. Actually, a little different scripture. A treasure hidden in a field for years and then accidentally found by a trespasser. The finder is ecstatic. What a find! And proceeds to sell how much?
Everything.
Come on, he proceeds to sell?
Everything.
He just goes, turns in a little stock and bond. He sells everything he owns to raise money and buy that field. Or God's kingdom is like a jewel merchant on the hunt for excellent pearls. Finding one that is flawless, he immediately sells everything and buys it. When you surrendered your life to Jesus, you bought into him. You bought into his kingdom. You bought into his family. You bought into the word of God. All of those things. This is what you bought into. It wasn't a quick little 30-second prayer. This, his kingdom, his life, his living, his family, the church, all of these things, the blood of Jesus, you gave your life and sold out to buy into it all.
Amen.
At least that's where it's supposed to be.
That's right.
So this is where we find the treasure. The treasure is Jesus, his word, his spirit, his life. But church, sometimes we find little things out of the corner of our eye glitter a little. Anybody ever notice that?
Yeah.
You know, what's that called? Pyrite? What's that called? I'm sorry, what's that called? Why do you think they call it fool's gold? Because old dopey me gets off the trail of the good stuff because I find this rock or this hunk of stuff. This shines really pretty. You know, just like sin sometimes. It shines really pretty. And all of a sudden I take it and I give it my energy. I give it my effort. I do this thing. I think, oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's just fine. It's fine. Okay. I'll take it to the gold guy and I'll put it on the weight and on a balance and I'll say, Cecil, how much is this worth? Just woke him up. That's all. Anyway, I just put the ore on there. How much is it worth? I'm going to be rich. I know I've invested my life into this thing. I know this is going to give me good return. And I go, how much is it worth? And he goes, it ain't worth anything, pal. It's called fool's gold. People who have given their lives and lost their life. in the old gold rush days. We were at areas of Ketchikan and Skagway where the old gold rush days had taken place. It was pretty fascinating, pretty interesting to learn about. But the true gold is what God wants us to go for. And it's Jesus. What's His kingdom? What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, listen guys, what is the kingdom of God? Keep it simple. The kingdom of God is where He's king over every area. Have you got any area of your life at all? Can you raise your hand along with me? You got any area of your life where He's not fully king yet, at least experientially? Positionally, yes, but experientially, I got a little more kingship for Jesus to reign in some area of my life. Maybe some attitude, some thought, some practice, something where I know the Lord's at work. Can you wear a sign along with me saying, thank God He's still at work here? But that's the goodness of God. That's grace. That's we're saved by grace. I'm not talking about saved by works. I'm just saying He saved me by His grace. I bought into His kingdom. I love Him. And He's still looking at me going, I still got some ore to shine up in you, Kev. I still got some junk to get rid of and some fool's gold and some stuff. But, you know, you shine better than you used to. Turn to each other and say, you shine better than you used to. Where He's king of every area, attitudes, heart, thought, life, character, on the job, in the store, everywhere we go, should be a place where we take the dominion for Jesus. What do we pray? We pray, Lord, let Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We're called to be saints, servants, and soldiers for the Lord in all those dimensions. As saints, if you look at the Bible, Ephesians 4, talk about the fivefold ministry, evangelists, pastors, you know, apostles, prophets, teachers, etc. They do the work. Do you remember what it says? They do the work of the ministry basically to activate the saints to do the work of the ministry. Who's supposed to be doing the work of the ministry? You're all getting quiet. I'll be looking at me like, I don't want to say. Who's supposed to be doing the work of the ministry?
We are.
Yeah. All of us. We're all in this together. So activated saints who understand this treasure is in their earthen vessel. His name is Jesus. The Holy Spirit is inside. The Holy Spirit says, come on, let me out. I want to shine through you. I want to move through you. You've got neighbors on every hand that need Jesus. Go into a lost and dark eternity without the Lord. They need help. They need healing. We need strength. We've got family members that need Him. And we've got the Holy Spirit inside saying, come on, let me out. Shining through. That's what I want to do. So Lord, let us shine You through. So we want to give Him away. How many want to give Him away? A lot of questions this morning. Okay, so I keep asking for commitment. Because this love of our life, our Lord, asks us for continued commitment, doesn't He? All right, so Jesus and His kingdom is our treasure. Next, His Word. His Word is our treasure. Turn to Proverbs chapter 2. See it in your own Bible. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. If you didn't bring a Bible, I've got it up there. But Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Are you a treasure seeker this morning? A treasure seeker. Because the treasure seekers put in the energy, put in the effort, whatever it takes, I'm going to find that treasure and I'm going to go back looking for more. And I find some and I keep looking for more. And in the Scriptures, He tells us how to find His treasure. Verses 1 through 5. Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My son, if you receive My words and treasure My commands within you, so that you incline your heart to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you'll understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. God wants us to get it. Do you get it? Got it? Listen to the words here. Just breaking down some of this. This is so powerful, you guys. He wants us, if you receive his word, the Hebrew means if you'll fetch and seize his words. Those are active words. Yeah. Say it with me. Fetch, seize as treasure that which you would hide. The King James says hide. New King James, NLT, New American Standard says treasure. The NIV says what you will store up. Message says, store up my counsels. The word in the Hebrew language is that which you will treasure my commands, that which you hide, hoard, reserve and protect. Do you have any things in your house that are valuable jewels? Things that you don't let anybody else know that they're there? You protect them, right? You have a little bank, little safe, little secure spot, and sometimes you stash money there and then you forget where it is. Never do that. Now you got $300 set aside. Have no idea where it is. It's still safe. Safe even from me. So you treasure something. You hide something. So you're going to fetch and receive the word of God. You're going to hide up. You're going to hoard up. You're going to protect. You're going to put your energy into protecting this thing for your life. What is it? The word of God. You incline. What does he say? Your ear to wisdom. Literally, it means tune your ears to wisdom. You, in the Hebrew, prick up your ears and hearken. Literally, the word in the Hebrew is saying, we want to stretch out and listen. Stretch out and listen. How many remember the man landing on the moon? Come on, let's go back in time. You remember the man? How many were watching TV? Okay. Were you sitting back going, or were you going like this when you were looking at a little television, black and white, whatever it was? Yeah. Looking at that going, whoa, what's going on here? I haven't seen this. I haven't understood this before. This is like nothing I've ever experienced before. And how does he want us to listen and hearken to his word? Whoa, look at this. Look at this treasure. This is what the Word of God is saying. Look at this. Hey, did you see what that scripture said? We do this all the time. Hey, when did that come into the Bible? I haven't read that scripture 25 times. I never saw. Did you put that in my Bible? But see, there's something inside of God. Wow, look at this. This is incredible. I've not seen this before. And the Lord in heaven sits there and goes, I know. I just chose this time to open your eyes to see it. And it's like the Holy Spirit sitting there going, isn't this cool? Because we give our efforts to studying so many things. And it's not that those things are bad. But he's saying, I would love for you to have that excitement about my word.
Amen.
Where you just pay attention. And he goes, look, you just take a little time. I'm going to show you something fresh today. I'll show you something fresh. Prick up your ears and hearken. Stretch out to listen. Lean forward in your chairs. Let me just briefly apply this. What are you listening to? To what are you paying attention? Now hang in here with me. I'm not going to go negative, but I'm going to give just a couple of illustrations that other people in other places have done every now and then. Do you ever listen to gossip? Do you ever listen to backbiting? Do you know what you need to say to the person who wants to dump a load on you? You need to stop them and say, I have no time.
Yeah.
My ears are given to listening for the Lord.
Amen.
You want to share Jesus with me? I'll share Jesus with you. I'll be here all day long for you. But you want to share that stuff? I have no time.
That's right.
I don't have any time. Don't have any patience. I got to tell you something. This is just totally aside. This is me. I have realized, I have no idea how many days I have left to my life. I don't know. But the Bible tells me to number my days. And I will not come down to listen to the junk. In Nehemiah, Sanballat and Tobiah, who were enemies of the people of the Lord, kept trying to get Nehemiah to stop building that wall, which would protect Israel. And they said, come on, let's go meet together in the plain. They did it four times. And four times Nehemiah said, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. Why should the labor of the Lord cease while I come down to meet with you? That's full of pregnant meaning. It's pregnant with meaning. Why should I come down to a lower level than what Jesus wants me to live, to go be full of fear, backbiting, gossip, innuendo? I'm not going down there. I love you, but I'm not going there. Come on, someone say amen. Or oh no. Simple instruction. So what are you paying attention to? What's your life given to? What are you listening to? Lean into wisdom. What does it take to make it so you can hear the Word of God? That's what we should do. Hey, we move heaven and earth to take our computer class, take our photography classes, take our licensing classes. Money spent, effort pays off. Put your money, your time, and your effort into that which is real value. Proverbs 2, 4, and 5 out of the Message. Something for it, searching for it like a prospector, panning for gold, like an adventurer on a treasure hunt. Believe me, before you know it, fear of God will be yours. You'll have come upon the knowledge of God. New King James, John 5, verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. So what are you going to find when you search the Scripture? Who are you going to find?
Jesus.
2 Timothy 2, verse 14. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, like a jeweler dividing the diamond. That's the picture here. Rightly divide, understand this facet goes here, and we can make this treasure shine as the Lord by His Spirit guides and teaches us from the Word. Matthew 6:33, not up there, says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I want to tell you in coming weeks, next week I'm going to tell you a story. We had a fantastic opportunity to listen to Libby Riddles, who was the first female Iditarod winner in Alaska. And she is now a spokesman for Alaska and the Iditarod races. Next week, I'm going to tell you a part of her story. Literally incredible. As I sat there listening in a whole different dimension, she was a great communicator. And I sat and listened to Jesus talk about the church as she was giving her sharing. Powerful. All right, treasure. What else are you going to treasure? His people. Number three, His people. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Punch each other in the arm. Say, I'm here to stir up love and good works. Love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much more the more as you see the day approaching. Out of the Message version, let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps His word. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out. Not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. Come on, can you say it with me again? I've run out of time to be casual about Jesus. Say it with me. I've run out of time to be casual about Jesus, His kingdom and His word and His people. No time to waste. Let's see His kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let's see people reached for Jesus. Church, how are you going to walk with Jesus? And who will you take with you to heaven when you go? I've run out of time to be casual about it. Oh God, do what you want to do. And use us, Lord. We're candidates sold out to you. Nehemiah 6, verses 2 through 4 are the verses that I just referred to a short time ago. I'm doing a great work. I cannot come down. Stand up for Jesus. Proclaim His name. Love Him. Share Him. What does He want us to do? Find our treasure in Him. Find our treasure in His kingdom, in His word, and in each other. John 15, 9 through 14. A lot of scripture this morning. John 15, 9 through 14. Watch this. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments. Sounds kind of like a song we sang this morning. If you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that what? When is your joy full? When you're keeping his commandments and loving each other. When you're keeping his commandments, loving him, doing it out of love and loving each other, man, you got a joy party going on. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatever I command you. Love him. Love each other.
Yes.
Joy will be full. You know, I had an interesting picture in my mind this morning. Have you seen, you know, those television ads for zombie TV shows?
Yeah.
Those are the creepiest looking creatures, right? They're supposed to look. They're supposed to look creepy. And these creatures, they're full of death, and they come reaching out to grab people and spread their death. Now, what are we full of? The treasure of the Holy Spirit, full of life and joy and enthusiasm in the Holy Spirit. We're not creeps running after people to bring them death. We're here to bring life.
Amen.
And joy and enthusiasm. Turn to each other and smile and say, yeah, just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Full of life. Full of life. You consider, church, you remember the book of Acts? Just going to chat for a couple of minutes here. Remember the book of Acts? Peter's walking down the street. He's just loving the Lord.
Yeah.
He just got fully delivered, full of faith and victory and full of the Holy Spirit. How many have the Holy Spirit inside of them this morning? And Peter's just walking down the street. He's just minding his own business, loving the Lord, probably singing a song. This is my commandment that you love one another. You know, he's probably just walking down the street. And all of a sudden, it's a hot day and he's got a shadow. And he's just walking down and guess what? Somebody behind him starts shouting. Because praise God, I've been healed. Peter's shadow. His shadow healed somebody. Where's the Holy Spirit living now? So next time you're walking down the street, singing a song, casting a shadow, look back, think, did you get healed? Why not? Who's the Lord going to move through? His people. What do you need? Healing? What do you need? Encouragement from the Lord this morning? Some peace inside your heart? Do you need to know the Lord sees your need and who you are? Maybe you got a bad news report from a doctor, from family members, and you need to carry that to Jesus and let him carry the heavy load. What do you need? The Lord sees you. The Lord brought you to this place this morning so he could encourage you and say, he's got life for you. And he's our treasure. What do you need? And in whom is the Holy Spirit residing this morning? All of us. So the Lord wants to activate his church. So what we're going to do this morning for the next few minutes, we're going to break into groups of three or four. We're each going to share a need or whatever it is you might have. Let there be a time. We're going to take a few minutes. Share the need that you might have. And then pray for each other. Release the river of God. Speak life. Speak encouragement to one another. Activate his saints. I'm not saying wildfire prophecy where you look at each other and say, you're going to be the apostle of all the ages. If you're doing that, yeah, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about encouraging each other, blessing each other. Encourage and pray for and strengthen one another. Because this treasure is in earthen vessels. Remember, John, same book of Acts, looked at a man who couldn't walk and he said, silver and gold have I none. But what I do have, such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. The man was healed.
Hallelujah.
When you go to break into groups of three or four, remember that same Holy Spirit abides in you. Take time now. Groups of three or four. Share with each other. If there's a need in your life, pray for each other and release the Holy Spirit to do a fresh work in each of your lives. Come on, church. I said, how many of you know God is good?
Yes, all of them.
Huh? Isn't he good this morning? Mm-hmm. You feel a little more encouraged than even when you walked in this morning? Maybe you were bright and shining and full of encouragement. And you're even brighter and shinier and fuller of encouragement then. God is good, isn't he? Next week, we're going to talk about how to live as treasure seekers. We're going to cover this ground a little bit more. But Jesus is so good. Church, you're full of the treasure of the Lord. So go out and shine him. Go out and give him away to a world that needs him. Are you activated saints? Can you do the work of the ministry? Absolutely. That's what we're here to do, isn't it? Stand with me, will you?